Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy and Nora Show.
Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora.
That there's actually a microphone on this computer. Let's find out. Yes, please. There is. How about that, Nora? There's a microphone on this computer, so we can just talk and it'll pick us up. So welcome into the Daddy and Nora Show. What's your name?
Nora.
What's my name?
Dada.
Yeah. Oh, Dada. I guess it should have been the Dada and Nora Show the entire time. What's the phone number for people to call in? All right. Nora's eating some cereal and some blueberries. So I guess I get to do that. 917-889-7071. We are live on location. Where are we? You're going to be eating. So this is going to be a fun interview. All right, Nora's eating some Cheerios and some blueberries. We are currently in the living room of the in-laws. That's right. In Maynard, Massachusetts, as we're visiting for the weekend. Then I'm working at Boston University on Monday and Tuesday, and then we head back.
Home?
Home.
Yeah, to New York.
To New York. Where in New York? Queens, right?
Yeah. I just started practicing my hoop dance.
Your hoop dance?
My hoop dance.
Hoop dance. Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn the hoop dance?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? No, I think we already have a caller. Let's find out. Well, let's just use the computer speakers.
Why?
Because I think this should work. What do you say?
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
So,
hi, sweetie.
We are going We're on Sans microphone and Sans headphones. So you're on blast right now. Say hello to everyone.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
You're in stereo.
Yeah, Nora, you having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
What did we do yesterday?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Did we have a party?
Yeah, for Augustina's baby.
For Augustina's baby?
Mm-hmm. It's a baby shop.
I didn't know there was a...
baby shower.
Yeah, that's not fair. So since everyone can hear me, I can yell at Carol Enkin.
Fair enough.
No one told me.
It was a very small baby shower. Because they
can't
bring
things.
I can send you. I will send you where they're registered.
Okay.
I will send you where they're registered. They can bring things back with them, so we can bring presents.
So Nora, what are you going to do today?
What are we going to do today?
I'm not sure.
What did we talk about? To play in the sands with her cousins, Joya and Clara, Grandma.
Wow. Did you drive up to Massachusetts with Joya?
Did you drive up with Joya?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Good.
Yeah. Did you sit next to Joya?
Mm-hmm.
Did Maeve cry?
One time.
Did Maeve cry on the drive?
Yeah,
Maeve cried on the drive.
We tried to sleep.
We tried to sleep, but Maeve was crying, right?
Yeah. Me and Joya kept waking up because Maeve was waking us up.
Well, at least you tried.
Yeah, trying's the most important part, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are your Cheerios? You want to tell Grandma?
Good.
Good. What else is in your Cheerios?
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
One of your favorites.
I did it all by myself.
Nobody
you
helped
you? You cereal all by yourself?
Yeah, I poured it in and did the blueberries and the orange juice.
Who got you the orange juice?
Grampy.
Grampy.
Wow, it's a good Grampy you got.
How is the air conditioning?
So we're up here in Hackett Sound, so
right.
Okay. of course, I've got leaks in the one home, which we have to work on.
Have they called you back?
Oh, yeah, it's all fixed.
Oh. Grandma had some issues with her apartment complex.
Then we'll call them back.
Tell them we'll call them back?
No.
The people who take care of her building.
Why?
Because people come out and take care of the building when things are wrong.
Why?
Grandma can't fix anything.
And it's also one of the small benefits of living in an apartment and renting is that somebody has to come out and fix it. At least that's supposed to be how it works.
Why?
That's part of the agreement you go into.
All right, Jerry, you have a...
the sandcastle?
Clara can help me.
Clara can help you. All right, I think Grandma's going to say bye-bye. Do you want to say bye-bye to Grandma?
Bye, Grandma.
See you soon.
Bye,
maybe
Nora,
next weekend.
I love you.
I love you,
yeah,
too.
Then you can see your diner.
Can we get out Grandma this weekend? Your diner?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you can say thank
so
you
got
to
a new
Eve
waitress.
He got what?
It's
a new waitress. He needed diversity.
For
the diner, because all the waitresses and waiters were white, so he got a black waitress, so there's some diversity.
Awesome.
There's a car.
And there's a car, you're right.
Yeah.
And there's a car.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie.
All right, say
bye-bye
to Grandma.
Bye, Grandma.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, honey. Bye, everyone. All right,
bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Grandma calling from New Jersey. She's a regular caller here on the Daddy and Nora Show. We have Mommy. Well, Mommy just ran away.
Why?
So that's what Mommy does when we do this show.
Why?
Because she has Maeve, and usually Maeve ends up being fussy. So we talked to Grandma briefly, and that was nice. But yesterday we had a small what for Auntie Stina?
A baby shower. B-A-B-Y.
Bed?
A-O-W-E-R, baby shower. That says mommy to be.
Mommy to be. So there's a sign on the wall here that says baby shower, and Nora just read all the letters. And the reason she said birdie was because there is a decoration in between the words baby and shower that's a baby shower. So that has a birdie on it. And that is why Nora said birdie. But she read all the letters pretty well there, Nora.
Mommy
to be?
Yeah, mommy to be.
That means that soon Auntie Stina's going to be a mommy.
Why?
Because she has a baby in her belly.
Is that going to be her first baby?
That's going to be her first baby, yeah. And it's going to be your cousin.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Just like Emma and Keith and Zachary and Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you and Maeve are cousins to them. And on the the other side, it's Anna and Andrew and Maggie and Ross.
And on the other side, it's Doya and Clara.
Right. So how many sides do we have?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's 6 sides to our family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is that? That's a...
That's not a
hexagon? Is that what that is?
Yeah. I see a grasshopper.
I don't think that's a grasshopper. I think that's just a fly.
No, it was Hobbit.
Oh, was it? Okay. Well, what else do you want to talk about, my dear?
Let's talk to someone on the radio show.
Let's talk to... Well, we'd have to wait for somebody to call in. We'd have to wait for them to call into the show so we could talk to them over the speakers. It was nice for Grandma to call in. I sent her a message saying that we were doing it. And she called in right away, which is very, very nice. And see, is Uncle Stephen awake? No, he might have been awake. I'm Facebook stalking Uncle Stephen to see if he was awake or not. So what else happened this week, Nora? You drove out to Massachusetts, right?
That's what he said.
And then you stayed at Auntie Dawn's house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you stayed at Auntie Tanya and Uncle Pete's house first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to play with Joy and Clara in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still eating your Cheerios. You are a professional amongst professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Eating on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Choo, choo, choo. And then today we'll try to get to the beach to see Joy and Clara and Thea and Auntie Tanya and Uncle Keith again. And then tomorrow, Daddy has to go to work, and I think you're going to go up to see Rebel Shakespeare. You're going to get to see where Mommy used to work. You've been there before, though. That's where you first met the fairies.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Can I meet them again?
Well, yeah, we'll see if Carrie can introduce you to the fairies again. She knows how to talk to them in the trees.
Yeah,
why?
Because she has a lot of practice at it.
Well, there are a lot of fairies trees around, so I'm, Daddy.
Yes.
Are you going to be there?
I might. We have to figure out what time Daddy has to get into Boston.
Second place, so she'll probably be...
That's about it, right? What else do you want to talk about?
That's it.
That's it? You're all done with the radio show?
I want to talk to someone else.
You want to talk to someone else?
Yeah.
Well... I think we need to wait to see if someone else calls in. So why don't you tell everyone the phone number, and then you can see if somebody calls in.
9787271.
That's right.
Oh, the blueberry go.
I think you ate it. Oh,
oh,
there it is.
Aw.
What's the
matter? It keeps falling out of my spoon.
You got it. Good job. Just in case you guys were worried, Nora got the blueberry. What's the matter? You bite your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
All right, finish chewing within your mouth. Oh, the hazards of eating. You just bit your tongue. How much does it hurt on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
Grampy says he doesn't feel a thing. How bad is it? How bad? Oh, let me see. Let me see it. Move your fingers. Let me see your tongue. Let me see your tongue. Yeah, Nora, you did a pretty good job there.
Why?
You drew some blood. You cut your tongue. Good job. Does it hurt? Can you see it? Now Nora's trying to grab her tongue. That never really works out well. See?
I see you.
Yeah, you got a little blood. That happens.
I will try not to bite my tongue again.
I will try not to bite my tongue again. That is a good idea. And what else happened this week? Daddy took the train up, right? And you were staying at Grampian and Nanny's.
Yeah.
And then I put you to sleep, and then we woke up the next day, and you helped decorate.
But they didn't help me.
They didn't help? They made you do everything?
No, they didn't. They did, give me some different ways that they hang up.
Yeah, you helped hang up decorations.
How?
You helped. You helped do the baby game with the pacifiers?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right?
What else?
Can you help put out some of the covers for the tables?
But I didn't.
Maybe next time. What do you think?
Yeah.
You're not very talkative on this week's show.
I can get me some more orange juice.
I think you've had enough orange juice so far today. Oh. Oh, life is so difficult. It's so difficult. You want more juice. You want more juice.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nora, what do you want to do at the beach today?
Mommy, come on, Dad. Mommy, go to sleep. What is... Oh, did
this, Grampy? Molly just shook out her fur.
Why?
Because she probably just woke up. So she was shaking it out. You know when you're waking up in bed and you stretch your arms out?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of rub your eyes and rub... Yep, exactly. That's what Molly just did. Bum, 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 bum.
What happened?
What happened? I switched over to see if Uncle Stephen was on, so I would send him a message telling him to call, but I don't think he's on right now.
Why?
Because he might still be sleeping, or he might be out already. I don't know what his plans are for today. He has a show coming out soon.
Yeah.
Songs for a more funnier world.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds silly, no?
Right.
Careful, please. And Nora, you know what you did this past Monday? You went to see the KEF show, right? The kids singing?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah, they get to give Miss Annie a hug.
You didn't get to give Miss Annie a hug?
Yeah.
What song did she sing?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Yesterday, Nora decided to entertain the baby shower with singing of Maybe, right? You sang that for everybody?
Yeah.
Did you have fun doing that?
Let's do the Daddy and Nora show.
We are doing the Daddy and Nora show.
Well,
you want to hear the theme song? Hit this button. Well, not there. You have to move this over. Can you click?
It's the Daddy and
Nora
show.
Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora
show.
That's a big finish.
Good. Let's do it again.
You want to just keep playing the theme song?
Mm-hmm.
This is riveting radio, Nora.
Then we're going to do another caller.
Well, we need somebody to call in before we can do another caller. Here, let me...
Daddy and Nora show. Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora.
You want to sing Maybe for everybody?
Maybe tomorrow way, or maybe we live by. Safe is a champ for his boss. Hi, maybe in a house on a hill by a hill. Sidney play piano, Sidney still play the bell. Better be young, better be smart, that they can let me put out in their art. Here's it, drive in the water. don't really care as long as there are. So maybe now just press the last one. It is time. Won't you please stop getting your baby? Is it on the computer?
It will be on the computer, yeah. We'll be able to listen to that over and over and over again now? Until you're 25 years old. Not right now.
Why?
Because we're still recording the show.
Can we still hear it?
Not yet. We have to wait until we're done doing the show.
Oh. Let's do today. Let's sing, hear this.
You want to sing something else?
Let's sing the Daddy and Orso song.
Again?
Yeah.
This is the best show we've ever done, Nora.
Why?
I'm being a little sarcastic.
It's the Daddy and Nora show.
Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora.
Okay.
So I was going to say, it's the Daddy and Nora show.
We just listened to that, yes. Do you want to sing something else?
It's a Daddy and Nora show.
I think we just listened to that three times and we sang it.
No, I said.
So about that, not late.
I said, it's a Daddy and Nora show on Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, let's say that.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It's a Daddy and Nora show on Blog Talk Radio.
What's the phone number to call in?
917-889-7071.
That's right.
889-7071.
917-889-7071.
Oh, you want to
describe what that is?
These are my chocolates.
Well, you have to describe why you have them.
Oh, because it's from, I just need a baby sandwich.
Right.
And I got my lollipop.
You already ate your lollipop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not my chocolate.
And yeah. You're not going to eat them now.
Yeah, that's turning it so tight.
Yeah.
I turned up tight.
Nora, I told you before, right, that you can't have chocolate till after lunch, right?
Can have chocolate after lunch.
Right. What was your, do you remember what your response was, what you said to Daddy?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just turning these tight.
Well, no, you actually said, well, can I have lunch then? It was pretty smart, but lunch isn't till later. You just had some Cheerios, which is a good third breakfast for you.
Is that my lunch?
What's that?
Is Cheerios my lunch?
No, Cheerios is not your lunch.
Why?
But it's not. Cheerios are part of breakfast. They can be lunch sometimes, but not today.
Oh, my chocolate's turned tight.
Great, why don't you put it back in the bucket?
Oh, geez. There's some chocolate.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
Why's that?
Because it happens. Hershey's Kisses, sometimes the tinfoil rips. That's what happens in life.
Why?
Because it does. Anything else you want to talk about, Nora?
Nope.
Are we all done with the show?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to ask Grampy or Nanny a question?
Okay, we have one more caller.
Well, I can't magically make people call in.
Why?
Because Daddy never really advertises the show.
Why?
I always post something right before we go on and people are doing other things. Maybe next weekend we'll plan out when the show is. Maybe we can plan it out today for next weekend and we can start telling people early so they know to call in. Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
So maybe next Saturday we'll do the show?
What?
Well, because you keep playing with it.
I'm true to that.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to keep ripping. So maybe next Saturday we'll do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way all week long Daddy can send out messages, and you can send out messages saying, we're going to do the show on Saturday. You should be ready to call in. And what number will they call?
917-889-7071.
That's right. 917-889-7071. So are you all done with the Daddy and Nora show?
Yep.
Would you like to say goodbye to everyone?
Goodbye.
And we'll talk to them next week?
Goodbye. Goodbye, Grandma. Don't tell my name now.
You want to type your name now? Well, we're going to say goodbye, okay? Thanks for listening to Daddy and Nora Show. We'll talk to you next week. What do you say?
Bye. I'm moving
them to. Where are you moving them to? That looks like you're moving them in the way. All right, bye, folks.